Attorney General Loretta Lynch has launched a formal investigation of possible constitutional violations by the Baltimore Police Department. The civil rights investigation comes days after Lynch toured the city to meet with faith leaders and community activists. Baltimore has been the site of protests and unrest following the death of a 25-year-old black man who had been in police custody. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
The brand new attorney general says she watched the scenes of riots on the streets of Baltimore last week, her first day in office as the country's top law enforcement officer.
I would have to say that my first reaction was profound sadness. It truly was.
But after meeting with community leaders and police Tuesday, Lynch says her sadness hardened into resolve.
It was clear that recent events, including the tragic in-custody death of Mr. Freddie Gray, had given rise to a serious erosion of public trust.
That's why Lynch says her civil rights investigators will step in to give the police force in Baltimore a closer look.
This investigation will begin immediately and will focus on allegations that Baltimore Police Department officers use excessive force, including deadly force, conduct unlawful searches, seizures, and arrests, and engage in discriminatory policing.
The investigation is one of dozens the Obama Justice Department has conducted into possible discrimination or excessive force by state and local law enforcement, most notably in Ferguson, Missouri. Robert Driscoll worked in the Civil Rights Unit at Justice under President George W. Bush. Driscoll says these cases can take months or longer.
When you're talking about a force of 3,000 people, I'm not sure what kind of records they keep. But, I mean, you could have, you know, potentially thousands or hundreds of thousands of stops, arrests, and other interactions with the police.
Eventually, the Justice Department will issue a written report of findings, one authorities say could lead to promises for change and a court-approved settlement. Again, Loretta Lynch.
Our goal is to work with the community, public officials, and law enforcement alike to create a stronger, better Baltimore.
Experts say it's not clear whether the DOJ work actually changes police behavior over time. But Driscoll, the Justice Department veteran, says it's meaningful that Baltimore's mayor and police union have agreed to cooperate with the federal review.
And I think, frankly, the more narrow and focused the investigation is, the more lasting the change can be.
For her part, the attorney general says the federal government has no intention of reaching its hand into the business of thousands of local police departments.
The Department of Justice is here to help, and we do try and be a resource. But the reality is, we cannot litigate our way out of this problem, and it is not the department's intention to engage in an investigation or review of every police department across the country.
Lynch says communities and police forces on the ground know their cities best, and they're equipped, sometimes with Justice Department help, to reach their own solutions. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.